This is Senator Al Simpson. The long quest for peace in Southwest Africa is now hanging in the balance. Will Ted Kennedy push for decisive action on the part of the United Nations? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, the United States played a very key role in crafting a peace agreement in Southwest Africa. That agreement provides for the removal of all Cuban troops from Angola, and it calls for an independent Namibia, free from South Africa's colonial rule. That process for peace and for free and fair elections began on April 1st, but the Southwest Africa People's Organization, SWAPO, has jeopardized the entire agreement by attacking United Nations security forces right on day one. The UN has to now act decisively to assure that this shameful incident is not repeated. It's long past time for peace in South Africa, Ted, and the way to peace has now been mapped out. Maybe it's the time for the UN to give lessons in map reading to irresponsible elements of the SWAPO forces.
Al, the peace agreement negotiated by the United States last year for the South African forces to leave Namibia in return for the Cuban troops leaving Angola was one of the most significant foreign policy achievements of the Reagan administration. No one wants to see it come unstuck because of the recent fighting. Under the agreement, a seven-month-long process began April 1st for free elections and independence for Namibia, supervised by the United Nations. But the SWAPO guerrillas, who have been fighting South Africa's illegal occupation of Namibia for a quarter century, tried to take advantage of the accord. They launched a series of incursions into Namibia from bases across the border in Angola. The fighting that has erupted is ominous, Al. It's a test of the ability of the United Nations, the United States, and other countries to salvage the agreement. Let's hope we're up to the task. If this long-standing guerrilla war stays settled, there's hope for settling other festering regional conflicts, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a pay raise for federal judges. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.